Hey, praise God, and it's been a while since I did a podcast. I hope you're doing well, and if you're not doing okay today, I pray that God would again just shine his light upon your heart, love you extra, and hug you for on my behalf, right? Okay, so today I've been doing a series of posts on my social media pages about identity because it's a topic I feel is relevant for now, for the times that we live in, because many things are defining, are trying to define us when we should look for our identity in who God says that we are. So, roughly, what's identity? Identity is something that we draw either our attributes from, that we identify with. Look, I'm using the same word to describe the word. So that's what identity is. And so when God was creating man, he said he would make man in his own image and likeness. And through the Bible, we see various ways in which the nature of God is expressed. And then we get to know our nature because we are made in God's image and likeness. So we need to draw our identity from God. And when I think about identity, I think about our thoughts and either opinion and truths that would define us. And I had somebody once say that when describing yourself, you will begin like, I am a child of God, who is a doctor, who is, so that the primary definition about yourself is who God says that you are, and everything else comes as a result. So from time again in the book of Genesis during the fall of man, if you've seen my posts on Instagram lately or on Facebook or on WhatsApp if you have my number, they are instances where the enemy tried to cause man to doubt who God says he was, because there's power that you lose when you forget to align with who God says that you are. So, like in the book of Genesis, when Adam and Eve are in the garden, and then the enemy comes over and he's like, "Eat that fruit," and then they're like, "No, God told us not to eat it," and then he's like, "Why? Actually, because you will die," and he tells them it's not the truth, but that they will know more. And so they eat of the fruit, and then when God comes around in the garden and they're hiding from God because of what they had done, and God asks them where they are, and they're like, "We are hiding because we know we are naked." And God is like, "Who told you?" You know, that phrase, that very sentence, "Who told you?" is like, who questioned who I said that you are? Because the enemy is constantly trying to make us question, sorry, who God says that we are. But now we have to be vigilant and trust God and trust who he says that we are. And so sometimes you could have your parents call you very and say you are something. You could have your friends tell you something. You could have a romantic partner. I mean, like, you could be dating somebody or in a relationship with somebody. Or not a husband for Christians. Oh yeah, I'm confusing myself. You could have your husband try to define who you are. Your friend, sorry, you could have your friends trying to define who you are. You could have someone at your job, your boss, maybe, yeah, at your school. Maybe you're in school and someone told you something, a teacher, a lecturer, and you held on to that. And maybe for a while you've been working in that because you want to fit a particular box, and God is calling you to so much more. You could even have been defined by, like, if you are a public figure, you could have been defined by people and how they think you should show up. And most time, people are projecting who they are onto you, but unless you are deep in the word and you know who God says you are, it's so easy for us to pick up these things. There's a book by Joyce Meyer. It's called The Battle of the Mind. And there's also a sermon on YouTube, like a series of sermons about her speaking about the battle of the mind. So I'm a geek, and I really love things that have to do with the human mind and our thoughts and understanding deeper things about how God, how our minds operate. It terrified me listening in a lot to such things. So while doing my research, I realized how God was so intentional about when he said, in the book of Romans 12, verse, is it 12 verse 2 if I'm not wrong, do not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be renewed, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Meaning our minds are constantly picking up things and our minds need to be renewed. For example, growing up, I don't know the environment you grew up in and how it was for you, but sometimes most of us have picked up trauma from our environments, and this trauma, then we get to, it gets to influence how we do things, because there was a pattern that was released in our environment that we either consciously or subconsciously picked about. For example, you were raised in an environment where people are constantly shouting. Before you know it, you're always shouting. And then you just live through with that particular thing. And that's why you need to know who God says you are and how God expects of you to behave, so that you model, you like live out the nature of God and not the nature of the environment you were brought up in. And this takes a level of intentionality. It takes a level of wanting to do that, and putting in the work, right? And to just partner with God to know who he says that you are. So I think today I was just trying to break down my understanding of identity, but I would love to hear your thoughts about it, because it's a very vast topic. It's quite wide and you could go over and over on it, but I believe that our thoughts become what our thoughts become something and then become habits. I'm losing it right now, but we need to be very careful on what we take in, on what we feed our minds. That's why we have to constantly be in the Word of God, read it, meditate upon the Word of God, because there is power in constantly reading the Word of God and processing the Word of God, because it transforms, it renews you and into a new being. So according to you, what's identity? What have you drawn? What are you drawing your identity from? Is it God? Is it the environment? Something that happened to you, maybe? How you look? What you think society expects of you? Like, where are you drawing? Who are you listening to? Yeah, where are you drawing your identity from? Kindly let me know. In this particular podcast, we have a section where you can give your comments about the podcast and get advice if you want. And also, I'm sending out, if you want, if you have an idea and you want over something, but I mean, if it's ministry-based or you want to just do something great, which of course aligns with God, feel free to reach out to me on my social media pages at Laura Posh Mweni, and on Facebook, I think Mweni Laura. I'm not so sure about the handles, but I think, yeah. And my email at lauraposh58@gmail.com. And I'm a think tank. I could give you ideas. I could help you figure out your organization. I could help you figure out, because I am good at that, and I can help you build up on what you already have. Yes. So thank you so much for listening, and God richly bless you. I pray for consistency on this, but mostly I'll just be doing posts, and I could do a caption with an image on my social media pages. Be sure to follow. Yeah, and God richly bless you. Bye.